You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. After a long period of review that we've been reporting on almost daily here on the program, The president got a very enthusiastic reception up at West Point.
He did.
Spoke to the cadets there at West Point and the American people and talked about sending 30,000 troops to Afghanistan to support the 70,000 troops that are already there, bringing the contingent up to about 100,000. They'll be there by Christmas, the first ones. Most of them will go in early next year. But he also announced that the withdrawal would begin, he expects, by the summer of 2011.
18 months from
that's right.
When they've started.
And signaled that much more reliance on Afghan security forces would be the key component of this strategy. But really, in the speech, I was struck by this particular quote that Obama laid out how different it is today in giving this speech and deciding this policy than it was during his predecessor's administration. Listen to President Obama referring to the last 8 years in his speech last night.
We have been at war now for 8 years, at enormous cost in lives and resources. Years of debate over Iraq and terrorism have left our unity on national security issues in tatters and created a highly polarized and partisan backdrop for this effort.
So giving a speech to the nation when you're, as the president says, unity on national security issues is in tatters, and there's a highly polarized and partisan backdrop for this whole effort, that is certainly a task. Michael Gerson joins us, a senior research fellow at the Institute for Global Engagement and chief speechwriter to President George W. Bush from 2000 to 2006. So good morning, Michael.
Good to be with you.
And Todd Zwillick also joins us, Washington correspondent to The Takeaway, who is our chief correspondent on the highly polarized and partisan backdrop for this effort. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So, Michael Gerson, it seems to me that President Obama had a complicated task to cover all of these bases and to signal the various constituencies that really are on record saying that they're watching him very, very closely, unlike the situation really in 2002 when President Bush had a huge national consensus behind him.
Yeah, that's true. But I think the analogy is really more to 2007, where the president announced the Iraqi surge and didn't have much of a consensus around him, faced a very, very difficult political choice. I think in many ways this is comparable to that action, an action, by the way, that Senator Obama opposed, which in some way complicated his rhetorical task. He's pursuing a strategy in Afghanistan very similar to the one that was pursued in Iraq, having opposed it previously.
At least in theory there is hope that since the surge was successful when it was announced in 2007, that this reiteration of that approach might work here. And any sign of hope from you in reaction to the speech last night, Michael Gerson?
Well, I saw lots of signs of hope. Philosophically, the speech was a strong reassertion of what was known as the Bush Doctrine. He talked about the central role of 9/11 in American foreign policy, the need to preempt threats before they fully emerge through military and other means. He talked about terrorists plotting as we speak, seeking nuclear weapons, and we're willing to use them. These are arguments that could have been made by George W. Bush and were.
Continuation of the Bush Doctrine, that's the analysis from Michael Gerson. If you have a reaction to that, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Senator Lindsey Graham had a reaction to the speech on CNN, and I think Todd Zwillick, this really lays out an issue that I think we're going to be returning to again and again, and the Secretary Gates of the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, is going to be on Capitol Hill this morning. Listen to Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think every American is disappointed that 8 years into this thing we need to send more troops, but that's reality, and I support the president's decision to send 30,000 more troops. I hope it's enough. If General McChrystal says it's enough, that's good by me.
Is that the Republican sort of issue this morning as Obama officials fan out on Capitol Hill? If the generals say it's enough, then I hope it's enough?
I think you're going to see broad support from Republicans on the decision for the buildup, and Michael Gerson is right in the sense that Republicans on the Hill really do see this as a validation of part of the Bush Doctrine. They're behind this buildup. What they're not behind is the decision that the president announced last night to start pulling troops out beginning on sort of a date certain in the summer of 2011. You're going to see sharp reaction from that. There was sharp reaction yesterday when news of this started to leak out prior to the speech, and I think you're going to continue to see that this morning as the war principles start to testify in front of senators on Capitol Hill.
Well, Senator John McCain is one of the first to react to the date certain withdrawal notion that the president elaborated on last night. Listen to John McCain.
I do not believe we should have a date certain. We should have a goal of being out day after tomorrow, a goal, but it's dictated by conditions on the ground. As we succeed, as the surge succeeded, as this strategy, I believe, will succeed, then there will be the conditions-based situation where we can withdraw the troops.
Now, of course, that differs from the Bush doctrine there, Michael Gerson. The president wasn't talking about date certain or timetables for withdrawal.
That's true. He rejected that approach, which many Democrats wanted in 2007, and that's the case. But I would say that I think some of this reaction is a bit exaggerated. If you read the text of the speech, he talks about beginning withdrawal by July of 2011. And then he says in the next sentence, taking to account conditions on the ground, which is exactly what John McCain said. This is a formulation that I'm sure that General McChrystal and others approved because it gives them a significant amount of flexibility. I think that this was important politically for the president to say, but I think he left a lot of wiggle room in this supposed deadline.
I have to say, Michael Gordon, that the comparison with the Bush doctrine seems a bit of a stretch to me. The Bush doctrine is based on preventive war, and this is not a war that Obama started, although he had very few good options in his choices for a new strategy there.
Well, I mean, I think he did outline that we face a continuing terrorist threat from this region of the world that America has to act to preempt before it arrives in the United States. That was the entire basis for the speech. And, his commitment here is a very serious and substantial one. By the time this surge in Afghanistan is phased in, Obama will have doubled the number of troops in Afghanistan. That's a very, very serious commitment. He talked about doing this at the fastest pace possible. I think Republicans are going to welcome many of those things. Now, we can talk further. I think the speech rhetorically was not much of a success, but substantively, I think that this was a very serious commitment.
Well, Michael Gerson, let's go back to the math. Michael Gerson, senior research fellow at the Institute for Global Engagement and chief speechwriter to President George W. Bush from 2000 to 2006. Thanks so much. Todd Zwillick, take us out. Russ Feingold is perhaps the other sign where the president is going to be held accountable on this war. Listen briefly.
I feel we've accomplished a lot with regard to having a time limit or at least some sense of this not being open-ended. I'm very happy about that, and that's progress. What's very disturbing, though, is the idea of a huge troop buildup in the interim for not a clear purpose.
Todd Zwillick, is the president vulnerable on the left? Quickly before we go.
He's absolutely vulnerable on the left. There is a lot of skittishness in the Democratic Party about this buildup, and you saw the president walk that line last night. He's going to be relying on Republican support to help pay for this war and get the policy through. It's a very strange state of affairs for the president's policy, I think.
Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. Lots to think about there from both you and Michael Gerson. And on Capitol Hill, that debate is going to begin this morning. Let's check in on some of the stories we're following at 15 minutes after.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.